بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب حق الزوج على المرأة. الحمد لله, this is the 35th chapter and this is on the rights of a husband over his wife. قال الله تعالى الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that men have charge of women. In other words, the word قوامون has been mentioned, which means men are the supervisors over the woman. بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض, because of the virtue Allah has given to some over the others. وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, and because of what they spend from their wealth. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given men a certain type of bounties as far as strength is concerned, and the fact that men have to go out and earn and support their wives, and they have to spend on their families. Allah ta'ala has given man the ability or the instruction and the guidance to look after his wife. So men have to go out and earn halal rozi for their wives and support their families. فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so the virtuous women are obedient, and in the husband's absence, they protect that which Allah has protected. So in this chapter, you will come across many ahadith that show the rights the husband has over his wife. And again, we would emphasize the point here is Allah Ta'ala has created us, some as males, some as females. Both in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are great and important. Neither is treated as insignificant. This is a incorrect belief that women are not treated correctly. Shariat, Islam especially, gives woman full rights, and she becomes the queen of the home. She's not a slave in any aspect whatsoever, in any way whatsoever. A man has been given, he's been charged with certain more responsibilities than a woman has. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him the caretaker of the woman. He's the custodian of the house, he's the caretaker of the house. It is his job to fend for the wife and the children and support the family. It is his job to go out and strive and earn halal rozi and come back and bring some money home and bring some food home. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a system in place. And if we follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will find harmony, peace and love and muhabbah. And if each one of us try to assume the role that we have not been entrusted with, then we will find chaos and havoc. And this is the Western belief that women have got no equality whatsoever. This is totally false. Islam has given them such great virtues and such blessings that they are the queen of the home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made men guardians over the woman. Allah has given them certain more responsibilities and physical strength, emotional strength, and therefore they have been made qawwamun. In other words, they are the caretakers of the woman. They are the supervisors or the overseers of their families. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعا الرجل امرأته إلى فراشه فلم تأته فبات غضبان عليها لعنتها الملائكة حتى تصبح. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لهما إذا باتت المرأة هاجرة فراش زوجها لعنتها الملائكة حتى تصبح. وفي رواية قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده ما من رجل يدعو امرأته إلى فراشه فتأبى عليه إلا كان الذي في السماء ساخطا عليها حتى يرضى عنها. Now these ahadith, men folk will like these ahadith a lot, and they will listen to this and they will see we must make amal on this. So let's listen to the hadith. Rasulullah SAW says that when a man calls his wife to the bed and she refuses, in other words, she refuses without any valid reason, valid excuse. فَبَاتَ غَضْبَانَ عَلِيهَا. The man spends the night angry and displeased with his wife. Then the angels curse her till the morning. In the second narration, when a woman abandons the bed of her husband, in other words, she refuses to fulfill his conjugal rights, then the angels curse her till the morning. The third narration, Rasulullah has taken a qasam, an oath, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by that being in whose control is my life, no person, no man calls his wife to the bed, and she refuses, except the one in the sky, this Allah ta'ala becomes naraz and displeased with her, until the husband is pleased with her. Now, to understand these ahadith, one should understand that the man has more tendencies to fulfill or more lust than a woman has. And he requires his conjugal rights to be fulfilled more than that of a woman. Allah Ta'ala has made the system of man such. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect him, Allah has given him a halal wife. And if his rights are not going to be fulfilled, then he may slip into haram, he may slip into zina. For this reason, the shariat is, or the ahadith is so strict and so severe upon women who, for no reason whatsoever, because he didn't take her to some shopping mall that she wanted to go to, or didn't buy her a certain outfit, she's angry with him, now she refuses to fulfill his rights, then this is not correct. The angels curse such a woman, Allah Ta'ala becomes naraz with that woman, until her husband forgives her, until he is pleased with her. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, given man a certain tabi'at, a certain nature, and because of this nature that he has, therefore he is inclined towards having his rights to be fulfilled more than that of woman. A woman has more control. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, there's a long incident in which a woman was pining over her husband who has gone in the path of Allah, and she had mentioned some couplets, and he became very upset when he heard those couplets. He did not know who she was talking about, who's his lover that she is pining for. And then he found out that her husband has gone in the path of Allah, and a very long time had elapsed, and obviously she was missing him. So then Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala asked his daughter, or asked his wife, that how long can a woman survive easily when she's married, she's got a halal husband, and without her rights, or without fulfilling her physical rights? Then she mentioned approximately about 4 months. In other words, a woman, she doesn't have that type of need, generally she doesn't have that type of urge that a man has, and because he has his urge, and he's got a halal wife, and therefore she should fulfill his right. Of course, we're not talking about a man who's abusing his wife and beating up, like we did the hadith the other day, that a man is beating his wife in the morning, and in the end he wants his rights to be fulfilled. No, this is incorrect. Sharia shows the equality, but the point here is that a woman is subjected to a husband in this point, that when he asks her for his physical right to be fulfilled, so she should fulfill his right. Otherwise, the angels will curse her. So this is the hadith of Rasulullah. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah would often say, when he would mention this hadith, he would say, hadith 100%, it is in his place, and we should respect it, and we should make amal on it. And he should tell the wives also that this is the right of the husband, and the husband's right should be fulfilled. However, then he would caution the husband, and he would advise the husband. He would tell the menfolk that, listen here, you have a desire, yes, but try and curb your tendencies, your desires, and do not become angry and upset with your wife if she has refused to come and share the bed with you and fulfill your rights. Because the angels are going to curse her. And if the angels curse her, perhaps she will break her leg, she will fall, she will break her leg, she broke her spine, she'll get some injury, and now what's going to happen? You're going to be more pareshan, because now you have to see to her needs, you have to take her to the doctor, you will suffer more. Therefore, make sabr. And this is what we all need to do. This is islah of ourselves. Many times a woman, she's not well, she's weak, she doesn't have the strength. The entire day she was feeding us and looking after our guests and our relatives and seeing to our family members. At the end of the day, she doesn't have the physical ability. She's not well. Emotionally, she's not well. Therefore, the menfolk should caution and have sabr and see to the condition. And inshallah, then the rights will be fulfilled. However, this hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. is cautioning women folk that when your husband calls you to bed, and if you don't have any shari'i excuse, for example, the woman is in haze, then of course she cannot fulfill his rights. She's in nifas, she cannot fulfill his rights. She's strict, she's sick, she's not well, she's got a heavy flu, then obviously she's got a valid excuse. So these are some of the excuses a woman has. in not fulfilling husband rights. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.